KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Checking high school football playoff action. Second round action last night in Class 4A. Ankeny ended Lewis Central's first season in Class 4A with a 42-28 win over the Titans. Ankeny rolled up 392 yards rushing to help win that football game last night. Elsewhere in Class 4A, Bettendorf beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy 31-7. Cedar Rapids Washington over Cedar Falls 25-14. Dowling Catholic beat Ames 59-24. Iowa City West over Linmar 38-34. North Scott beat Pleasant Valley 13-9. West Des Moines Valley topping Johnston 35-7. And Waukee beat Southeast Polk 41-17. In Class 3A play last night, it was Creston big over Norwalk 59-31. Chase Schiltz helped lead the way for the Panthers, rushing 28 times for 192 yards and five rushing touchdowns. He also caught a touchdown pass to give the Panthers the victory. Carroll beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 55-29 last night, 356 yards on the ground, or total yards rather, yet last night for Carroll, and 42 points in the first half, helping them to jump out quickly and win that football game. Also in 3A, Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Webster City 34-7. Cedar Rapids Xavier over Waverly Shell Rock 33-20. Dallas Center Grimes beat Gilbert 41-15. It was Pella over Newton 56-14. Washington beating Carlisle 45-20. And West Delaware 28-14 over Solon. In 2A play last night, Albia ended Clarinda's dreams with a 37-10 win. Carter Isley ran 42 times for 234 yards and four touchdowns to help Albia to that win over the Cardinals. Also in 2A, Beckman Catholic beat Western Dubuque 28-20. Hampton Dumont over CMB 24-14. New Hampton beat Union Community 26-20. North Fayette Valley over Mount Vernon 55-21. Sioux Center beating Clear Lake 20-14. It was Spirit Lake over East Sac County 54-21, and Williamsburg a winner over South Tama County 17-7. In Class 1A play last night, game heard here on KJAN, St. Edmund methodically defeating AHSTW 47-0. A potent ground game for St. Edmund helped lead the way as TJ O'Toole, the tailback, ran for six touchdowns in that football game last night. Also in 1A, IKM Manning got 20 carries, 169 yards, and three touchdowns out of back Sam Wagner as the Wolves post a 35-7 win over Hinton. Iowa City Regina made Panorama their victim last night, 57-13, the final tough road trip for Panorama. Central Decatur beat Van Meter 39-7. Dyke New Hartford over West Branch 35-18. South Central Calhoun beat St. Ansgar 26-23. South Winneshiek over North Cedar 38-14. And it was West Lyon beating Western Christian 44-14. In Class A play last night, Logan Magnolia had 34 rushes for 427 yards as a team. That's a 12.6 per carry average as the Panthers defeat West Sioux 40-0 to advance. Denver beat Maquoketa Valley 22-20. Earlham over Montezuma 28-14. Gladbrook Rhinebeck beating BGM 56-14. Mount Air over Van Buren 45-14. Nashua Plainfield beat AGWSR 23-20. It was Pekin over Lisbon 47-6. And Woodbury Central beating Westwood by a final of 13-6. In eight-man football last night, Lamoni defeating Exira EHK 44-36 as Austin Tull teamed up with Tyler Whittem three times on touchdown passes. And Colton Ranney had a couple of touchdowns rushing last night to help lead the way for the Demons in that football game. Brady Hansen and Jared Hansen combined three times for touchdown tosses as well in that contest last night that ended difficultly for Exira EHK with time running out and no timeouts left. Exira EHK was down to the two-yard line, and in the scramble trying to get something accomplished, they spiked the ball to stop the clock. However, it was fourth down. The ball turned over, and the game came to a close. Lamoni moves on with the victory. Also last night, Fremont Mills made quick work of Melcher Dallas 51-14. Newell Fonda knocks off Coon Rapids Bayard 13-7. Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn, a winner over Glidden Ralston 49-33. Central Elkader beat Northwood Kensett 44-20. Don Bosco over Turkey Valley 66-0. HLV topping Janesville 52-51. And it was West Bend Mallard over Harris Lake Park 46-6. All those winners last night at second round play move on to the state quarterfinals coming up on Friday night. Here's a look at the schedule. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Washington will play Iowa City West. Dowling Catholic faces Ankeny. North Scott is at Bettendorf, and West Des Moines Valley plays at Waukee. In 3A, Carroll on the road at Bishop Heelan Catholic. Creston will visit Dallas Center Grimes. It'll be Washington at Pella and West Delaware at Cedar Rapids Xavier. In Class 2A, Albia visits Williamsburg. Beckman Catholic will play at Hampton Dumont. New Hampton will play at North Fayette Valley. And Sioux Center plays at Spirit Lake. In Class 1A play, IKM Manning will be on the road at West Lyon. Central Decatur plays at Iowa City Regina. Dyke New Hartford will play at South Winneshiek. South Central Calhoun is at Fort Dodge St. Edmund. In Class A, Logan Magnolia is on the road at Woodbury Central. Earlham will play at Mount Air. Denver is at Nashua Plainfield, while Gladbrook Rhinebeck will play at Pekin. In eight-man football, Lamoni is on the road at Fremont Mills. HLV plays at Central Elkader. MMC will face West Bend Mallard, while Don Bosco will host Newell Fonda. All those winners move on to the Unidome for the state semifinals. Also in high school sports tonight, regional volleyball finals are set for the largest three classes. In Class 3A tonight at Cherokee, Kemper Catholic will battle Sioux Center. And at Clarinda, it'll be Red Oak facing Shenandoah. Those are some of the matchups in Class 3A tonight. Also 3A tonight, it'll be Forest City versus Iowa Falls Alden, Columbus Catholic playing Nevada, Union versus Independence, Williamsburg against Mount Vernon, Beckman Catholic playing Solon, and West Liberty facing Minneapolis. Those winners all move on to state. Class 4A tonight at Sioux City North High School, Bishop Heelan Catholic will play Lamar's. At Perry tonight, it'll be Harlan facing Dallas Center Grimes, and in Atlantic, ADM will play Lewis Central. Also around the region in around the state in Class 4A tonight, Oskaloosa plays Indianola. Boone will play Charles City. Dubuque-Wallert facing West Delaware. Central DeWitt plays Marion. Cedar Rapids Xavier will face Clear Creek Amana. All those winners making up the 4A field in the state tourney. And in Class 5A tonight at Thomas Jefferson High School in Council Bluffs, it'll be Sioux City East facing Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln. Also, matchups in Class 5A feature Urbandale versus Johnston, Ankeny Centennial facing Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Cedar Rapids Kennedy playing Dowling Catholic, Iowa City West against West Des Moines Valley. It'll be Cedar Falls versus Ankeny, Iowa City High playing Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Pleasant Valley facing Bettendorf, those winners making up the 5A state tournament field. In NFL play last night, Andrew Luck had another 300-yard passing game, helping the Indianapolis Colts win for the sixth time in their last seven games. Luck threw three of his four touchdown passes in the third quarter of the Colts' 40-24 rout of the New York Giants. And in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have signed David Bell to a two-year contract as the bench coach to replace Mike Aldretti, who left last week for the same role with Oakland. The 42-year-old Bell was the assistant hitting coach last year. He played in the majors for 12 years with six teams, including the Cardinals. Bell was a minor league manager in the Reds organization from 2009 to 2012 and the third base coach with the Cubs in 2013 before joining St. Louis last year. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.